Frankenstein is a big monster brought to life by lightning bolts.
So, Vixen, if you had to fuck another bitch, who would you fuck?
I'd have to fuck Beyonce if I swung that way. And you know why? Because that bitch has money. And she always has weave. You know, beautiful weave. I know I can have my weave tight. You know, she can hook me up with a stylist and everything.
Yeah, but she's like, pregnant now.
From what I hear, so yeah, I don't know. Her looks might not last too much longer. And by the way, I don't think Hallie hit the wall.
Because I said off the air about Halle Berry has hit the wall. Once bitches pop out a vagina monster, they have fulfilled their biological imperative to reproduce. Therefore, nature no longer requires them to be hot to attract more men to fuck them to have a baby, because they already had a baby. So, that's why once a bitch pops a vagina monster out, their looks just go... Pfft. Yeah. Although, isn't Beyonce's mother like a heinous-looking bitch?
I wouldn't say she's heinous, but let's just say, if that's how Beyonce's gonna look in about...
That's what I was thinking, yeah,
years,
see. Oh, no,
got,
no, no,
got,
no, 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 no.
She's got wrinkles.
That's not what I was thinking of at all.
No.
I was thinking that's probably what happened to Beyonce's mother, is she popped Beyonce out, and then her looks just immediately went, and the same thing could happen to Beyonce. Is Jay-Z the guy, because that's who she's with?
Supposedly,
is he the one that
yeah.
looks like, I think Timmy Thume said he looks like a little weasel mouse?
Yeah, that's Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jigga!
This is Podcast X.
Yeah, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, I always have to remind people.
Because we don't start off talking about comedy. It's like we're always coming on a private conversation. So, of course, they're not going to know what the hell it is. Well, they don't know. By now, they should.
You know what's funny is when you scratch your head like that, your whole weave moves.
Yes. That's such a curse of having the weave.
Anyway, I'm Trenchcoat Mafia.
And this is Vixen.
We are reviewing another Seven Soldiers comic, like we did many episodes ago. This one is Seven Soldiers Frankenstein, issue one.
Yes, and I love the way Frankenstein looks. What we got going on here? He's
just chilling. He's standing
Wait
here on the
he's
cover.
Chilling. He's chilling with a whole bunch of monsters around him. That's
yeah, and he's got like bullet holes through him that the moonlight is shining through. That's pretty cool. This is written by the great Scottish maniac and genius Grant Morrison, and drawn
Kiss his
by.
Ass a little bit more, why don't you?
He's awesome. I'm sorry. and by the way, Final Crisis. Oh, well, there's this big event comic going on right now. He's writing it. It's called Final Crisis.
Right.
A lot of people are bitching about it because they don't understand it.
Why?
Because they're stupid. Final Crisis is a work of fucking genius. I loved it in the first issue. He killed John Jones. Oh, there's this really lame hero called John Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He's green because he comes from Mars. And Morrison apparently is like, look, this dude
He's
sucks.
Useless.
I'm killing him.
Damn.
And he did go out like a bitch, too. It was great.
Oh, man.
Yeah. This comic is drawn by Doug Monkey, is how I think you say his
name.
I think
it's Monkey.
I prefer to say Monkey, though, because monkeys are what? I'm pro-monkey. So, Doug Monkey.
And I'm sure he appreciates you calling him Doug Monkey.
Like he's ever going to hear this. Anyway, there's like maggot monsters here. Frankenstein's like basically stepping on the cover. And notice he's got spurs on his boots, so that's got to be hurting them. Haha. Oh, hey, all right, first page. And already we have a sound effect. It's 1870 as Frankenstein bursts into this mad villain's lair. There's a sound effect. Thoom! So you know I'm going to mention your baby daddy,
yeah,
Timmy Thoom.
Yeah. Don't even mention him no more. I'll let the courts handle this. Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, can you come over here on like a weekend anytime soon? Because I've got to get you two on the same show. I think you guys have parenthood issues to sort out.
Are you going to mediate, or are you just going to take his side?
I don't know. You know what? Who am I kidding? I'm not going to be able to keep my mouth shut. You know, it's hard enough trying to keep my mouth shut when you're recording PC Triple X, and it's always so bad. I just
hey!
Yell at you, but what? Hmm?
Why do you always go out of your way to diss my show?
Because it's
you
fun.
Produced it. You produce it. How about that?
Yeah, that means I hit the record button in Audacity. That's what that means. Anyway, the villain is yelling at Frankenstein, "Die, Frankenstein, die!" So, like, this is just starting off with a fucking boom, man. This is awesome. Oh, you can tell this guy's a villain.
Evil.
Yeah, he's got, like, the goatee and shit. Die 10,000 times. It will never be enough to satisfy me. Damn. Yeah, Frankenstein.
Doesn't he look like Ming? Mm-hmm. Doesn't he look like Ming a little bit from Flash Gordon?
Yeah, he kind of does. That's or Snidely Whiplash or any stereotypical villain. So, yeah, Frankenstein's got a good line here. By the way, he's, like, dressed in this hodgepodge outfit. He's got, like, the, looks like a leather jacket in 1870.
Yeah, exactly. And with, like, a soldier's uniform on under it.
Yeah, he's got, like, the Sergeant Pepper top. I don't know what's going on here. And then it looks like he has, like, blue jeans.
What I like about this Frankenstein, though, because he's not at all like the stereotypical movie Frankenstein, he talks. He actually has intelligence, which is cool.
Yeah, well, for anybody who didn't read the actual book, yeah, he does talk. Because, of course, in the movies, you know,
he's just... Right. Yeah, exactly.
Or, oh.
Except for the one done by Kenneth Branagh, that Frankenstein, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, that he directed... It was the bomb. Did you see it?
I saw most of it. I remember when he, like, came to life or whatever, and he's, like, wrestling with him, and he's all slimy, and it was pretty poor. I hated it.
Really? I thought you would have loved the scene when he tore out Helena Bonham Carter's heart.
Well, somebody needs to. That's true.
in now, the movie, yeah, not real life.
You need to see Frankenstein Unbound, which was a horrible movie, but it was interesting.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Although, contrary to what they'll tell you, everybody will tell you Bride of Frankenstein was the best one of the old ones.
Right.
And it was good. Mm-hmm. Just the first one was good. But Son of Frankenstein is just awesome. That's the one they pretty much, like, ripped off most of to make young Frankenstein.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, I related to the Basil Rathbone. He was the son of Victor Frankenstein. You know, when he comes into the town, it's like, we come here to meet you, not to greet you. Like, the whole town immediately turns its back on him. It's like he's outcast and shit just because he's better than everybody else. It's pretty much the Trenchcoat Mafia story. Anyway. That's right, I will create a Frankenstein monster to punish all my enemies, which is everyone. Oh, except you, Vixen. Hey, you did not say hi to Courtney yet. Say hi to Courtney.
I did give a shout-out to Courtney initially when you mentioned in the very beginning. Oh, here's your formal shout-out. Hi, honey. You know, our loyal minion.
Our head minion.
Oh, that's right. Yes, not only are you loyal, but you're the head one. Yes.
You know what's funny?
Yes, you are.
I so, like, ignore you that if you did say hi to her, I completely missed it. So anyway.
So now you're trying to replace me with the youngin'? Is that what you're trying to say? Is that how you... Oh, that's right. That's how you treat all your women, isn't it?
Well, you're... kind of starting to get up there in age now, so you know how it goes. Yeah, this is cool. Like, this bad guy, and his name's Melmoth, however you say it. Yeah, he's made, like, these maggot monsters that eat dead flesh, so they're trying to eat Frankenstein. But he's, check it out, Frankenstein has a sword and a gun.
Wow.
And, yeah, he is just...
he's a bad motherfucker.
They ain't stopping him.
Nope. You see one that he sliced completely in half at the top of the panel?
Yeah, that's cool. I like violence in, supposed all-age comics. It's good for, like, little kids to see stuff like this, and, you know, they come to appreciate the cooler shit that's out there. And
so you're not of that school that violence wrecks their minds then?
No, because I'm not an idiot. You know, I know a lot of, like, you know, mommy groups, I'll call them. Or, we have to ban violence. Oh, shut up, whatever. That's not... Anyway. Yeah, oh, cool. Look, like, he shoots the dude's head off.
Yeah, so cool. You see his head flying down into hell.
Actually, I neglected to say they were fighting on a train. Because I forgot. And actually, okay. It goes, see, what happens is his head flies out of this one car, right. And it goes flying into the car in which there's, like, a furnace, and it goes right into the furnace.
Oh, that's what that is. I thought his head was, heading into hell.
No, see, these things are called furnaces. What they do is they burn coal, and
I know
the train runs on the, okay.
It would have been cooler if we had just gone with the head going into hell.
No, because why would it?
No, you don't get what I'm saying.
Because there's no such thing as hell, so that, what?
There's no such, oh, that's, wait a minute.
But of course there's such a thing as Frankenstein and maggot monsters.
Yeah, exactly.
You were about to say something.
I thought your lord and master lives in hell.
Do not blaspheme against Satan, or he will punish you.
I said your lord and master, he's not mine. I said your lord and master.
Oh, you'll come around.
Hell no.
I just gotta work on you some.
Whatever.
Anyway. Okay, like, shit's happening here, like, trains keep... Yeah, anyway, it's like, okay, over the past 100+ years, and I'm sure this ties in with the larger Seven Soldiers story, but who cares, because we're only discussing Frankenstein here.
At this point, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, 2005, which is when this comic came out, of course. Ugh.
Really grotesque-looking kid.
See, guys that look like this...
Get pussy.
No shit. I was going to say, or exactly, and I've said this before, why I have yet to go to a comics convention. Like, I don't want to be lumped in with
that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's great because, it's like, did you see that one Buffy where Buffy could read minds?
Yes.
This comic is, like, pretty much the exact same friggin' plot.
Mm-hmm.
This kid can read minds. And all the kids are thinking... Ugly, ugly, ugly. Which he is.
About him, yes.
Or about he's so insane, he's thinking they're thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
Although he does have the power to read minds, we will discover very shortly.
Mm-hmm. As well as because, twist them.
Sorry?
As well as twist them.
I was going to say, because looking at... Hey, this Asian broad is hot here. I didn't notice her before. Mm.
And not just that, they drew her with big titties.
Nah, they're not that big.
Bigger than what I usually see on.
Well, Vixen, yeah, because you're used to looking in a mirror. They're for... oh, wait, actually, you should think everybody's tits are small.
Mm.
I just confused myself there.
No, actually, I think because the big... No, I think the bigger you are, you think everyone's as big and...
Okay.
If you have small titties. I don't know. You know what I'm saying. Anyway.
The...
What?
Title of the story is Ugly Head.
It's so mature.
That would be a good, like, villain.
Ugly Head?
Fear me, I am Ugly Head! Dun, dun, dun. Well, what's your power? I have an ugly head. Okay, and?
That's
pretty much it. Oh.
Well, what?
Die, and the fight would be over. No matter what, you know, what hero is fighting him, that'd be pretty much it. This sort of goth-looking chick.
The one lone chick that's actually nice to him.
Yeah, because she's, you know... Oh, you should just ignore what people say. They're full of shit. And she's thinking, poor guy. Now, okay, we see that. We recognize that it's pity.
Right.
But, like, he's all like, this is really good here. He is like, if only she knew I can see her thoughts. How beautiful they are. Written on those little white comic book clouds above her head. Now, I'm going to scroll up. Notice that her thoughts are indeed...
Yes, above her head.
Like... All thought balloons in comics, they're on little white comic book clouds above her head. Now, that's clever.
Yes, it is.
By the way, this is why I was kissing Grant Morrison's ass. Because this is the shit he thinks of. Like, there's so much of this shit in everything he writes.
Yes.
But, of course, you know, people don't appreciate that because, you know, again, Final Crisis. It's like, making me use my brain. Stop. Well, let me read. What's a shit comic? Wolverine instead. You know.
I thought you liked Wolverine.
I like that he kills people. I'm not a big fan of the character. Like all the other X-Men above him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then he says, very ominously, yes, I believe I shall spare this one. Ah, shit. They say it's always the outcast you gotta look for.
And you know what? That's... Well, no, it's not bullshit, actually. I was going to defend the outcasts of the world, and I'm like...
Yeah, those are the ones that snap. They snap.
You know, yeah, it's never the high school quarterback But see, if they weren't so mean to him...
Yeah, he wouldn't have had to, like...
Of course, he's not even trying, though. Because, like, at the very least, let's face it, he could comb his hair.
Yeah, he could.
And look, look, he's got, like, three scraggly strands of hair coming out of, like, his neck waddle. I mean...
Yeah, it's not even a chin, it is a neck waddle.
Oof. Okay, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. Okay, three cheerleader-looking chicks are, like, by the way, see, the redhead does have, that's a big rack. Because yes, look at all the other girls. Yes, although, Doug Monkey, unlike the guy who drew Bulleteer.
Yes.
yeah, these chicks in this book are not exaggerated. Like, these are, like, real physiques you really do see on chicks just in everyday life.
Yes.
Yeah, this is awesome because we, the readers, apparently also have his power to read everyone's thoughts because everybody's thinking. And we can see what they're thinking.
Wow.
Yeah, the cheerleaders are, by the way, see? We're
bitchy.
They are being bitchy, yeah. Because the one's like, she could have so fit in. But she's thinking.
Thinking.
I'm so insecure. Mm-hmm. The other bimbo, totally. I hate you. To the first one is what she's thinking.
Yes.
I like, this is my favorite. Because the redheads with the big tits is like, you guys are so disgusting. She's a total lesbian.
And the redhead's thinking, I'm a total lesbian.
And look at how she's looking at the goth chick, man.
Yeah, she is looking
at her like she is a total lesbian. How about that? I like that there's, like, just pictures in some of these thought balloons.
Exactly.
Like, this guy's obviously hungry because he's thinking about a picture of pizza.
And one kid is actually thinking about math. How about that?
Yeah, he's the one.
Yeah.
okay, now they're teasing her because she was nice to Ugly Head, and she's like, you know, fuck off.
Pretty much.
L-O.
I like her. May I just say I like her because she thinks for herself. She does not go with the flow.
Although she is apparently fucking this jock-looking dude here.
Yeah.
So.
But she actually is doing, I mean, you know, but actually I would say he's not the stereotypical jock. He's not dating, you know, the blonde bimbo.
Did you see Heather's?
Not all the way through.
Yeah, anybody who has seen it, yeah, these three chicks they're Heathers. but this guy deserves to die, which he does, I think, later in the comic. Because, you know, she's like, why does everybody keep calling him Ugly Head? And he's like, he's got a head and it's ugly. What, something to do? What? It's like, damn, you asshole. Okay, mm-hmm. Whatever. By the way, it'd be so cool if, like, because he's got his arm around her neck, if he started choking her, and she was like, oh, God, yes. I can't breathe. Oh, wait, not here. Not in public. Not so, shh. Anyway. Okay.
You always have to take it to the next level.
I don't know what the fuck fantasy butterflies even fucking are. Maybe you do.
Fantasy butterflies?
Yeah, look, there's a fantasy butterfly store, and I have no idea what the fuck that...
I don't know what it turns out to be
in the comic, but apparently right. It's like there's some... Maybe it's a totally fictitious fucking hobby. I don't know. But
yeah,
anyway. Okay, this is the equivalent of... Like, imagine this is a Dungeons & Dragons store, and, like, you sort of get the point.
Okay. Dungeons & Dragons were, like, huge. Is it still huge now?
I think so. Like, World of Warcraft and stuff like that's the, you know, older age now. Still, no, even more so, people play that stupid Guitar Hero thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, I finally saw that South Park.
Wasn't that great?
Yes. When they finally broke what was a billion points, you guys are fags! I love that. Yes, I love that South Park.
Because...
that's it?
Yeah, it's what they deserved. And they, and people who play with the Wii, and they look like spastic.
Yeah, like they're having seizures, yeah.
I'll never understand any of it. Anyway, I like that the kid's thinking, maybe I am a god now. Well, don't be ridiculous. Only I am a god.
Of course.
And he's like, it's time to find out. Oh, he's going to test his mind powers on this bimbo here.
Yes, he is.
She has big tits. Here. Mm-hmm. It looks like they shrink over. I really should be just doing a boob counting thing, but there's too many boobs in this book to count.
Yes, there are.
Too many nubile, teenage, high school broads. Yeah. Anyway. And notice that, she is white, so they gave her a flat ass. So the artist is on his game. Yeah, the ugly head's coming out of the D&D butterfly store.
Mm.
And he's fucking with her. He's like, I'm looking at your thoughts, bitch. He doesn't say bitch. You're thinking, ugly head. And sure enough, look, she's thinking,
yes,
ugly head.
Yes, she is. Now you're thinking, I'm scared. I'm really unsure of myself around this guy. He is. You know what? If I had that kind of mind power, oh my God. You know what kind of shit I get away
look at
with?
Look at his teeth. And look, he has yellow gums. Mm. Yeah, I know. Anyway.
I guess they don't use soap in his house, huh?
I guess. Assuming he's not homeless, because goddamn, looks like he crawled out of a dumpster.
Yeah, he does.
But this is great. This is, oh man. She's thinking, why is he making me feel so insecure? And he's answering her thoughts, because yep. She's not saying anything.
Exactly.
He's like, because deep down you hate yourself, and I can see it. That's okay.
He's a creepy motherfucker.
Deep down,
your ugly head too.
Yeah. This is great. And she's thinking, am I just ugly and dumb? And she's like, what are you doing to me? He's like, I'm only telling you what's in your head. He is creepy.
A creepy motherfucker.
And check it out. He's got like, it's like a bug monster.
Yeah,
on his back.
It's like a bug monster.
It's actually a Sheeta. They're like evil fairy. Okay. But you only learn that like in other Seven Soldiers comics.
Okay.
It's not even important now.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, that's a Sheeta, and like that's what's undoubtedly like giving him this
power.
Basically he's like so he can bring the Sheeta more victims.
Okay. Yes, he is the vessel.
And here she is.
And
this is great. The cheerleader is talking to her boyfriend.
And breaking up with him over the...
Yeah, sort of, kind of. And then you see she's got a Sheeta perched on the back of her head. Oh, man.
Isn't that creepy?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, they're like lice. It's like a evil fairy lice bug monster that jumped off of him or sprouted from that one into her. Yeah. And, you see she's acting geeky.
She's retreating and doesn't want to see anybody. And
this is as a horror comic, this is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
She's telling the dude, well, maybe I've got a new boyfriend. And he says, zits, and a fat ass, and no, she's eating a meatloaf pizza.
Yeah, meatloaf pizza.
And no, chomp, no confidence would really suit me. Munch. And then she's just saying under her breath, help me, Steve, something terrible is happening to me. This is awesome.
Yes, it is.
See, when people... I don't know why people don't appreciate this guy's writing. I really don't.
I'm not gonna front. I love this comic.
And back at Justice League headquarters,
the land laid to waste before his feet. Frankenstein conquers the world. Castles in flames, oceans collide. Frankenstein conquers the world. We got the shock of our life on the day he was born. Frankenstein conquers the world. Who would have thought it would come to this? It looks so good on paper. The creature we created will now destroy us. The beast will rise from the sea, and he'll rule the earth with an iron fist. Frankenstein conquers the world. He'll bring death to those who would oppose. Frankenstein conquers the world. Millions will be slaughtered, sons and daughters. Frankenstein conquers the world. The land laid to waste before his feet. Frankenstein conquers the world. Castles in flames, oceans collide. Frankenstein conquers the world. All the world in terror of the horror. Conquers the world. Oh no, it's going to happen. 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 It's going to happen.
she's like girl ugly head now at school.
Yes, she is.
She's got like the Coke bottle glasses and zits. She's even got like zits on her chest, which is nasty.
Looks like she didn't wash her clothes and...
Although, you know what, it's realistic because even though it looks like she gained a few, because now she has like a little waddle chin herself.
Mm, a punch in her stomach.
She didn't like gain 50 pounds overnight or anything. Right. But now she's repulsive.
Yeah, now.
And the lesbo's eyes are wide open like, wait a minute, I want to lick that chick's pussy. What the fuck?
She does look like it.
She does.
And her boyfriend is like, Jesus, what happened to you?
He's like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. I want nothing to do with you now. You're gross.
And now here comes Ugly Head up to her.
Yeah, he's telling the jock boyfriend, leave her alone. She wants to be like this. It's how she feels on the inside. All you ever saw was her makeup. This is some deep shit. Yeah, next page. Oh, yeah, now this is great. See, even these two bimbos know something the fuck is about to happen. Because for no reason, like, the jock has collapsed to his knees before Ugly Head.
Yes.
And Ugly Head is like, you're all ugly and scared inside. And then he's the maggots are in the cellars of the butterfly store. There are lots more and they need humans to grow on. I'd run, man.
Let me show you what I mean.
I like that like he's tensing up, like you see he's actually like, having to summon a whole bunch of power. Well, change into a like evil fucking supervillain mind control. Ooh, look at that. Ew, he's really ugly there. He's like, why don't we all go down in the cellar? And this is great here. They've all got their heads bowed. Some of them are crying because they can't fight it, and they're all thinking one word, obey. Hey, let me see it. I wonder if that works. Vixen.
Whatever.
Suck my cock.
Hey!
Ow.
Hey!
What? It's not what you say when we're off the air. Anyway. Here it is that night. What? Oh, right. Another one that Mr. Vixen can't listen to. Okay.
Yes, this is another episode. I'm just going to have to disappear.
We got to get you over that no swallowing thing, though. I'm just
saying. Oh, yeah. Oh, which reminds me. Thank you all for having that debate about the bloody dick, really, that, you know, that all of you just chimed in. Xanthi's fire. Especially.
Well, he's always got the funniest things to say. What are you talking about?
He says the darndest things.
On behalf of everyone, you're welcome. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, it's prom night, but... Hey, they're not in the cellars of the butterfly store. They're in the cellar of the high school. Mm-hmm. Hey, he fucked up. Oh, well, anyway. It's all dark and quiet, and of course there's no prom going on. Like, horrific shit's going on instead. And, hey, look, they went through the trouble of, like, giving the goth girl, like, a little mole.
Like a beauty mark, yeah.
This is a character, like, you're never going to see again. And, like, the artist is actually giving these characters personality.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah, so the goth girl and her boyfriend are headed towards the gym, and they're like, why is it all quiet and dark? And she's like, something is so wrong.
Oh, well, okay. They're in, the auditorium. And they have discovered pretty much everybody in the school is having, like, these maggot monsters on top of them, munching on them.
Yeah, pretty much.
As, like, there's butterflies everywhere. I always knew butterflies were evil. This confirms it.
Butterflies are not evil.
Then what are they doing in this panel? Yeah, I don't know what the connection is between the Sheeta and the maggot monsters. I don't know if the, actually, you know, I'm assuming those little Sheeta, like, grow up to become the
maggot monsters.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. You know what? The maggots... Oh, right. They must, like, eat live or dead flesh... And, like, then, like, go into a cocoon and come out as those little fairy bug monsters, I'm assuming.
Maybe.
Because a maggot is, like, that's a baby fly, right?
Yeah.
So it only makes sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, giant...
Well, butterflies start off as caterpillars, don't they?
Butterflies start off. Yeah, but I'm thinking, these are maggot monsters.
We're talking about the maggot demons or whatever.
Yeah, the creepy maggot things are, like, munching on all the kids.
And Ugly Head is standing in the middle of them.
And he just said, all he's saying to the couple, the goth girl and her boyfriend, is, are you laughing at me? Never mind, he's standing there amidst all his carnage.
That's his only concern.
And he's like, you were nice to me. I'll probably need a queen to breed with when I take over as God. But then he's like, would that be okay?
Like he's really going to ask her permission.
The Adventures of Wimp God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, God being a total wimp? Like, I will now bring down floods upon thee. Is that okay with all of you? Never mind.
Unless you don't want me to.
Wow. Oh, yeah, here it is. See, the maggots, he's saying, the maggots needed hosts to mature and hatch into spine riders, which are those things that
she does.
Okay, the dude is being really stupid. He's like, Kim, go get the cops, go.
Well, he's going to be noble. He's going to be noble and shit.
I love this bit here, because he's like, I love you. In a totally doomed way that you'll never forget. And then he grabs, like, a couple of these electrical things, and he kills himself, actually, for no apparent reason, because he accomplished nothing, and I have no idea why
I think he was trying to blow up the maggots and Ugly Head. I think that's what he was trying to do.
Well, it looks like he may have got a couple of the maggots, but... Dumbass. Yeah. I would have just, like, if that was you, I would have just run and, like, left you to the maggots.
I know you would have.
And you know what? I'd still be alive. This guy's dead. I win. He's an idiot. So, the goth chick is running away. I mean, I'm just kidding, Vixen.
Mm. But you don't love me in a doomed sort of way. You just want to fuck me while my period's on. That's all.
No, I was going to say your period's not on now, but it is coming on. Just to keep the listeners updated with your cycle.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm sure they really want to know when I'm bleeding.
You know, right now, people are marking their calendars.
Oh, they better not.
Well, they'd still be wrong, because we're recording this way in advance of when they're going to hear it, so. Yeah. See, aren't you glad now that they don't really know? Doesn't that make you feel better?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're recording this July 9th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oops, now they know.
You know.
So the goth chick's running away thinking Ugly Head backwards, so he won't know what she's thinking.
Okay, thank you for explaining it, because I was like, what the hell?
I love the caption. He's like, I was going to spare her.
How was she able to think of it backwards?
Because this is a Grant Morrison comic, and everybody's a genius because he is. He can't help it.
Oh, okay. All right. I accept it.
Yeah.
But not now.
Oh, check it out. Frankenstein was apparently like, I don't know, in suspended animation under the school the whole time.
I guess so.
Because here he just bursts out of the fucking floor.
And time to save her.
Cool. And, wow.
I like that close-up of him.
I would not fuck with him.
Yeah.
Although, looking at... It's because he's got the stitches around the top of his head. Mm-hmm. You're thinking you could just take a knife and slice around that. But see, by the time you, like, flipped the top of his head open and got to his... Yeah. Because, you know, you would try to get to his brain, to, like, you know, but, yeah, he'd kill you first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He let you touch the bolts. He can at least touch the bolts.
Would you fuck Frankenstein?
No.
I don't believe you.
I'd touch the bolts, because the bolts look interesting, but no, fuck him, no.
Really?
He looks too dead. Look at him.
Yeah. It's cool how Monkey drew him. Because he looks like a corpse, and yet he looks, like, powerful.
Yes.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Because he's like, I hear radio, TV, this brave new world, and still so much evil. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how he fucking knows all this, let alone how he knows what radio and TV would be called, just because he apparently can, like, sense everything.
Yes. Because we said, this Frankenstein is the bomb.
He's got, like, powers and shit. Mm-hmm. She tries to tase him. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but he thrives on electricity.
Yeah, I think he's hooked into, like all things electrical, which would explain how he instantly knew about TV and radio and what they were called, I suppose. So
he's like, electricity.
And then he kisses the back of her hand, trying to, like, seduce her, and he's like, I am at your service. Then she's turned on, and she actually says, well, my idiot boyfriend just died trying to save me. If you're really at my service, I need you. I need you now.
That's right. Not what she
said. I need to fuck a corpse. Hey, Buffy's like a serial necrophiliac.
Yes, she is.
Because Spike and Angel. Okay, so, and this is cool here, as Uglyhead's thinking about the Sheeta. They came here because we have the highest rate of teen suicide in the Northwest.
Oh, and they picked me to change the world for them. See, now I'm the one who's normal, and everyone else is weird.
Which doesn't make a lot of sense, okay. Because... assuming that they're going to turn them all into Uglyheads and not just kill them outright... Oh yeah, I guess he is normal, but who's weird? Or would they be just like him? Oh, well, of course
everyone
he thinks
he... Everyone else who hasn't become him is weird. I took it as.
Oh, cool. Look at what Frankenstein's thinking. A skull. Just a picture of a skull. He's just thinking, death. You have woken me, abomination. Yeah, this guy's gonna, yeah, he's gonna forget. Hey, his jacket's become a trench coat. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Of course.
All right. Okay, he's like quoting something that I'm not literate enough to know what he's quoting. I don't care. But it's like cool that Frankenstein is well read.
Yes, it is. Like I said, he's, like I said, not your stereotypical Frankenstein at all.
Because in the book, he gives, Victor Frankenstein, like, a whole speech after... Well, actually, Victor Frankenstein's already died. He gives the sailors or whoever is up there in the Arctic Circle with him a whole speech, and then he presumably goes off to die.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's how,
You're going to say that's how Kenneth Branagh is Frankenstein. Oh, okay. You know, you've heard of books, right? I'm just checking. Okay. Oh, wow. He throws the dude through a window.
Oh,
look at him.
Hey, is this audible?
Well, that was muted because, you know, as usual, my air conditioner barely works.
All right, well, then it doesn't.
So, like, I'm all clammy and, like, yeah, like, if my skin was perfectly dry, it'd be louder.
I slapped him, in case you were wondering. And he liked it. He liked it a lot.
No. See, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, well, take.
Ah!
Damn, all I did was raise my hand. And you just got excited. That's interesting. Okay, Uglyhead is... Look at him!
Yeah,
he's fucked up!
Yeah, I guess so. He flipped him and... Ah, damn! He made him taste the sword. Damn.
Yeah, this is what I gotta say again. See how, like, bloody and gory this all is? I just want to point out again. All ages comic. And Frankenstein mutters, Michael's sword. And you just know shit's... There's a whole story behind all of this that we're not privy to. Like, what, Michael the Archangel? Yeah, because Frankenstein would probably kick his ass, so, and take a sword, so yeah. Sure, yeah. Oh, man, so it's crazy. He just runs Uglyhead through with his fucking sword.
Yes, he does.
I love this, Uglyhead's dying words. See, any lesser writer would have him say shit like, forgive me, or I'm sorry. No. This is a Grant Morrison comic. So, Uglyhead's like, oh God, I'm in hell.
Okay.
I love it! That's so funny! Yay, because there's just people, well, does he deserve to be in hell? The Sheeta were sort of, but yes, he deserves to be in hell.
Yes, for what he did, yes.
Plus, just for looking like that, I mean, come on, seriously. Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey, the school's burnt to the ground.
Yeah. Frankenstein set that bitch on fire. Man, he is cool.
And you see, I like the way they drew the silhouette of the girl in the background. I've never seen a silhouette drawn like that.
Yeah, because it's
instead
a...
Instead of her being
it's
in
a
black.
Color silhouette.
Okay. Well, I've never seen...
I don't know how else to explain it.
Okay.
I assume he's burying dead people and dead maggot monsters. He's basically burying the evidence. And she's like, you set the whole school on fire. And this is a great line here. The rest I will kill with spade and sword and gun. All right. She is hot for him now.
Yeah, now she is, yeah.
Her pussy could not be any more wet here. She is like, am I lying? Because she says, take me with you. I could be Girl Frankenstein. Which is an interesting thought. I would read that comic.
Girl Frankenstein? Well, of course you would read Girl Frankenstein.
It'd be funny if he was like, well, we have to kill you and stitch you back together first and then reanimate you with lightning. That's how
and
that shit works.
And she'd probably be like, cool.
Wow. Chicks dig the bad boys. Even if they're, like, dead.
Yeah. Like we just said. We just said Buffy with Angel and Spike.
But no, he's the typical, I must walk my road alone. And he's like, yeah, if men called Sheeta come this way, if Dark Melmoth shows his hand again, tell them they have in their folly awakened my vengeance. He goes on and on, he's got a whole thing, speech, tell them this, tell them that. Liquid. It's all like purple prose, but it's like, it's awesome purple prose. Like, this, these words are a joy to read.
Tell them I will find them and make hammers fall upon them like a rain.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Tell them Frankenstein lives! And then there's like a big bolt of lightning. And see, originally we were going to compare and contrast this with bullets here, but actually we'll do that right now, I suppose. Goddamn, are these two different books, though?
They're very different. Very different. Both well written, but completely different.
As cool as this was, and I do love horror, I think I actually liked Bulleteer more because it was just more fun.
It was more fun. It was. This was just straight dark. Just straight darkness. Which was cool too, but Bulleteer.
Yeah, you know what? If anything, if this is missing anything, which it almost isn't, I would say just a little teeny bit of humor. Although, a lot of the bits were so clever.
Yeah, you didn't necessarily...
They sort of compensated for there not being a lot of humor in this.
Right, you didn't have to have a laugh track with it, whereas... Bulleteer is cool because she's a kick-ass. Frankenstein is
cool.
Hey,
check it out. The issue after this, you're not even going to believe this.
Is this It Goes to Mars?
Yes. Oh, I told you. Okay.
No, well, when I saw it, I saw the ads in the...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, Frankenstein Goes to Mars. I would like to read that.
Well, then what you should do is you should finally get high speed, and then you can download these comics yourself instead of relying on me to burn them for you.
But it's so much fun torturing you to have you do it.
You know, just for that, I'm going to tell people not to go to podcast.xxx.blogspot.com. You should avoid that site like the plague. And
you produce it.
Again, yes, I hit a button. Yes,
you
yes,
do
I do.
You more than hit a button. You produce it.
If only I could make
and
it
don't
good.
Be so hateful. Don't be hateful.
You've heard of shows being canceled for low ratings, haven't you? I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway.
If you ever wanted to even entertain the idea of a bloody dick for you, you will not cancel the show.
You know.
Upset.
Yeah, well. Oh no, I can still only fuck you 3 weeks out of the month. How terrible. I give this comic a 7. A solid 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
I would give it an 8, actually. I would give it an 8. Hmm. It wasn't too much lacking for it for me. To compare it to Bulleteer is probably not necessarily a fair comparison, but because they're both good, but in different ways. But I would give this an 8. I don't remember what I gave Bulleteer. I would probably give it about the same. So,
I mean, would you eat out Beyonce? Or would you let her eat you out?
Ew, we're back to that.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I mean, okay, well, you know, okay, you have to do one.
I have to.
Oh, wait, I got another one. I'm trying to, in my head, put together a fuck, marry, kill. Let's see.
Okay. You gotta give me guys.
No, where's the, well, then, well, see, it's not funny if it's guys, because...
Oh, that's right, yes, of course, because I know you have this whole lesbian...
No, it would just make for a more interesting game. Okay. If, yeah,
all right, well, think of your fuck, marry, kill.
Okay, yeah, okay. You know what, I'm going to stay with the music thing. I think I can do this. Okay, fuck, marry, kill. Beyonce, Madonna, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God.
Okay, go ahead. Gotta fuck one, gotta marry one, gotta kill one.
Fuck Madonna. Because Madonna's such a fucking freak. You know she knows how to do shit. I'd marry Beyonce because Beyonce has money. And I'd kill Miley Cyrus. I just can't stand her. She's annoying.
Huh. You know, the fact that you actually deigned to cooperate in that bit reminds me of that one panel where the girl's thinking, I'm a total lesbian. Huh. And on that note, we are out of here.
Mr. Lugosi, I know you're very busy, but can I have your autograph?
Certainly.
You know which movie of yours I love, Mr. Lugosi? The Invisible Ray. You were great as Karloff's sidekick.
Karloff? Sidekick? Fuck you! Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit! That limey cocksucker can rot in hell for all I care!
What happened?
How dare that asshole bring up Karloff? You think it takes talent to play Frankenstein? It's all makeup and then grunting.
Bella, I agree 100%.